Big Blue giveth and taketh away.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. IBM seemed poised to buy Sun Microsystems late last week in a deal valued in the billions of dollars. It would have been among the biggest in IBM's history. But a disagreement between the two companies' boards of directors over the weekend may have put this merger on ice. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Sun Microsystems' board was reportedly worried that the proposed deal gave IBM too much freedom to walk away at the first sign of trouble. The biggest fear was that American or European antitrust regulators might impose tough conditions on the deal, and that IBM might decide, in the end, it just wasn't worth it. Together, IBM and Sun would control almost half the global market for computer servers and dominate the market for tape-based storage systems. Regulators on either side of the Atlantic could have forced the combined firm to spin off pieces of those businesses to preserve competition. Sun agreed to accept a lower price in return for promises that IBM wouldn't walk away. But in the end, Sun's board didn't get the kind of guarantees it was looking for. And last night, IBM withdrew its offer. Sun's having one of its worst years this decade, and its stock, which had been up sharply on merger rumors, fell close to 30% in European trading this morning. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Sun shares may be down in Europe, but the markets there are in the green. London's FTSE is up by more than a percent at this hour. The DAX is up too, as well as the CAC 40 from Paris, up about a percent and a quarter there. Wall Street had its fourth consecutive week of gains. The Dow was up Friday to close above 8,000, 8,017 to be exact. NASDAQ and S&P shares were in positive territory as well. We'll see what the short trading week has in store. Asian markets rallied. The Hang Seng was up about 3%. The Nikkei in Japan gained more than a percent. The Japanese government plans to unveil a new economic stimulus package this week. That includes spending at least $100 billion as the country faces its worst recession in five decades. The package comes as Bank of Japan policymakers debate the need for more steps to support the flagging economy there at a two-day rate review that ends tomorrow. Officials aim to complete details of the latest package by Friday. Michigan State takes on North Carolina in the NCAA men's basketball finals tonight in Detroit. Motown landed the last three games of this year's tournament, and it's hoping all the madness will contribute a bit of sanity to the city's beleaguered economy. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Step inside Ford Field tonight, and you're likely to hear this. You'll probably hear cheering outside the stadium, too. Between hotels, restaurants, and rental cars, the Final Four could be worth as much as $50 million to Detroit. Dave Beachnaw directs the city's sports commission.
Given the struggles that the auto industry has had, it's going to be a huge shot in the arm for our community, both economically and psychologically.
Beachnaw says as many as 100,000 fans are expected in town. So restaurants and pubs like the Detroit Beer Company have gotten ready.
We are probably around 1,500 gallons of beer that's ready to go upstairs.
Kevin Roger is the brewmaster. He expects his sales to hit six figures. That's what he would normally earn in two busy weeks.
But it's all taking place in a four-day period.
So sit back and enjoy the game, because it might take a while for your pint to come. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers.
It's been a week since General Motors CEO Rick Wagner stepped aside at the request of the Obama administration. And since then, we've seen this figure, $21 million, being thrown out as a value of his so-called severance package. But the words severance and value are in the eye of the beholder.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Let's talk to Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan about this. Alan, you say Rick Wagner didn't get the golden parachute everyone thinks he did?
Well, it turns out that General Motors, for whatever reason, had a deal with its chief executive that said, you will not get a severance package if you quit or get fired, which is very, very unusual. The thing that interests me is I keep reading that Wagner is getting a $20 or a $21 million package as he leaves GM, and that's really not true.
Why is it not true?
Because except for $360,000, which again is not chicken feed to you or me or most of the people listening, but in corporate America it's chicken feed, except for $360,000 or so, the rest of it is two pensions, and the bigger of the two is one he's unlikely to ever get.
So, Alan, is this another example of our sort of outrage mentality?
I think that's right. There are these two pensions that Wagner has, one of which pays something like $69,000 a year to him and his wife, you know, for the rest of their lives. That income is valued by GM at about $1 million. But the rest of it is a very large, what they call non-qualified pension, and he's very unlikely to get anything resembling the $19 million it's valued at because it's in what's known in the trade as an unsecured obligation of General Motors. And if the company goes into bankruptcy or some sort of reorganization, all or almost all that money is going to be toast.
Are there other severance packages like this?
This is a very unusual thing. Wagner, to his personal credit, obviously decided that he would live without it and apparently never made a fuss. I mean, it is a sign of class. And since there are very few people saying anything even remotely decent about Wagner, I thought I would throw that in.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, Steve.
Share your thoughts with us inside our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.